Blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
Hello, I'm Al Clark, and I'm here with Dave Sabre, owner and publisher of the West Virginia Explorer, and we're talking about the Mothman and the new game Fallout 76. Dave, can you give us some details about the Mothman and how it may relate to this new game?
Well, there's a lot of detail to give. Of the five monsters that we cover at West Virginia Explorer, that all of which seem to play into the game, the Mothman is certainly the best known, and possibly because of that has a large backstory, and its motivations in its existence are just it's very complex.
Now, what does Mothman do? What is
Well, that's the thing, or that's one thing. Mothman seems to be a creature, a winged creature with glowing red eyes, that first visited some kids parked at the TNT area at what's now the McClintock Wildlife Refuge north of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and frightened the kids and chase them off, as I understand the story. And then over the next few weeks, made an appearance at night in different circumstances. There's lots of backstory to learn on this particular monster. The monster seems to be associated in legend and lore with two tragic incidences that occurred at Point Pleasant. The first was the Battle of Point Pleasant, in which was sometimes called the first battle of the Revolutionary War, where Shawnees and their allies confronted the Virginian militia, and it was a bloody disaster. We're still not sure of how many Native Americans might have died in that. And shortly thereafter,
the Mothman made an appearance at their was reported at this.
Part of the story is that the Mothman somehow is, shortly thereafter, Cornstalk, who was a leader and a speaker of the Shawnee people, as I understand it, spoke there or spoke near Point Pleasant at the fort and attempted to find relief for his people. He was unfortunately ambushed, attacked, and murdered, as was, I believe, his son. But so there is this legend of a curse of Cornstalks that surrounds that particular area. And somehow Mothman may be part of that curse. Now, a very accursed thing occurred later. The Silver Bridge over the Ohio River, one day shortly before Christmas, collapsed into the river, killing, I assume, everybody who was in traffic on the river. It was Christmas shopping day. The bridge was loaded with people, and they all plunged to their deaths into the icy water. Author named John Keel later came along and created a book called The Mothman Prophecies, in which he links these disasters with the Mothman. Mothman does not in itself appear to be, in legend, an evil character. He does not seem to be the cause of anything, but he seems to be more of a harbinger of the word, more of an omen, a beast that shows up as a kind of a warning that things are going to go wrong. John Keel had pulled Mothman into a state of legend that is worldwide. I mean, he invented the Men in Black. You've heard of them. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen the movie The Men in Black. That all comes out of Keel. Keel is part of a backstory and a flip to one of the other pieces that we've been working on. Had apparently interacted with the author or the journalist who was covering the Grafton monster.
How might the developers of the game incorporate the mystique, the folklore into the game?
Well, unlike some of the other creatures, And I wonder if the Mothman is going to be a creature to battle, or if the Mothman will be a creature to barter with or to learn from. Because again, in legend, the Mothman had always been a kind of a strangely benevolent creature that appeared as a warning, according to some sources. So. And I do know that the developers have spoken about the possibility of, or the possibilities of this Fallout 76 not only being a game of battle, but a game of discovery. So it's possible that encounters with the Mothman in the game may not be all about battle, and maybe more about this interaction with this famous beast. Fallout West Virginia, Fallout WV is our newsletter at West Virginia Explorer, through which we'll be discovering as much as we can of the game and its association with legend and lore, boots on the ground. We have people who know the landscape and perhaps can reveal things about the game that may allow players to learn more and to play the game better, possibly, but perhaps find Easter eggs and other things about this game that go beyond my ken. As I understand it, this game goes beyond any game that's ever been created before.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be extremely interesting, particularly how it encompasses all West Virginia.
The earlier incarnations of the Fallout game took place in other smaller landscapes, Boston, New York City. This one takes place in West Virginia, which is a far larger area and allows for far more terrain play. It also allows, I think, for far more lore to come into this. So I think that Fallout and the Bethesda creators are working here with something that's gone beyond any game that's ever existed before in the video game world.
Great, great. Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to everything else you're going to come out with.
Yeah, we'll be talking about one more monster again here in the next few days.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, all.